Hi there, welcome to another episode of the Bonsai Stuff Podcast. It's me, Scott Martin from Bonsai Matsu, as always. Just wanted to say almost happy spring to everyone in the Southern Hemisphere. It's a cracking time of year where things start to wake up and start to push and start to look lovely. Northern Hemisphere compatriots, you know, apologies, it's going to start getting colder for you guys, but I don't know about anyone else, but I'm over this cold weather now. I'd like some more sunshine and some warmth. So this podcast, originally when I was thinking about what I'd do for this one, was I had a great moment recently where someone who's worked very hard on lots of different trees over lots of time, they started transitioning their bonsai from plastic pots into bonsai pots. And sometimes you forget after years and years of working with bonsai, you forget the exhilaration that you can get when something actually becomes a bonsai. So I wanted to focus a little bit on that. I want to talk more about spring and just a reminder to everyone what we've got to do, what we've got to stay on top of. And there's a few other things as well, little one percenters I want to talk about. So let's get into it, eh? Right, so first up, the concept I was playing around with, or what I've been thinking about recently, is how you perceive your bonsai. Do you treat it differently? So hear me out. So this whole came from the transition from a plastic pot to a bonsai pot, and the moment where it was like, oh wow, you know, that's beautiful. Look how good that looks in the pot. Whereas, you know, over time you get to see what these things are going to look like, and you may not be quite so amazed or wowed by it because you've done it that many times. You can see what it's going to look like when it's put into a bonsai pot. So you keep working in a plastic pot, and then you transition across. So it got me thinking that if you perceive your trainer pot to be a bonsai, will you look after it differently? Will you give it more love? Will you, with your morning coffee when you're walking around, will you give it the extra 10 seconds that it needs or that it deserves? And I think that's 100% correct. I know there are theories about holding back, putting bonsai into bonsai pots until they're, you know, at a world stage level. I don't profess to that in the slightest. I think that the sooner you can get it into a bonsai pot, the better it's going to be. And I've talked about this in earlier podcast, but I think that honestly, this perception thing, the way you perceive your tree and the way that you feel about it, which feel about it is probably the most correct way of thinking about it. The way you feel about your bonsai makes you, you know, want to get up early on a Sunday morning and go for a walk around the yard and have a look at it and check it out and spend time with it and, you know, enjoy the sunshine on your face while you're inspecting for bugs and looking for little things. And that's super important. Not only is there all the stuff that goes with it, with, you know, when things are in plastic pots, you possibly look at them differently and you treat them differently from the point of view that maybe the soil mix that you're using in a plastic pot isn't up to scratch, isn't as good as what it should be. Like, you know, you have two different types of soil mix, one for your plastic pots and one for your bonsai pots. I think that you should have the same soil mix regardless, because your trees develop at a certain rate. They don't really care what container they're in, and if you want to develop those roots that we always talk about, then you need the good soil mix. You don't use a crappier soil mix just because it's in a plastic container, because then the tree will grow in a crappier fashion. That's the basic fundamental of it. But the benefit I see of going from the plastic pot to a bonsai pot, and your feeling, your perception of the tree, is the one percenters. Now, the one percenters are the things that make a big difference from good bonsai to great bonsai. For instance, weeding. Weeding is one of those chores that I don't think there's anyone in the whole world that has bonsai that really smiles and says, you know what, today honey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to weed my bonsai. It's just not how we're built. We enjoy wiring. We enjoy styling. We enjoy, you know, pruning. We enjoy the lots of different components of bonsai. I can't say that actually going out there plucking weeds from 400 trees is my idea of a cracking morning with my bonsai. But when you've got that tree that's special, that makes you feel great, that makes you feel very proud of what you've done, that you can truly enjoy being in the presence of, and it doesn't have to be anything more than a seedling that you've just wired that's got a beautiful shape to the trunk. It doesn't need to be a 4,000-year-old tree that's been developed through millennia via generation on generation and generation of bonsai professional. It can be anything about it that makes you proud, you know, that buds have popped on the outside of the curve where you've wired it as you planned. It's, you know, and that's where the 1% comes in, because those are the trees that you spend more time with, and those are the trees that you will look at more carefully, that you'll inspect, and those are the trees that you'll do the 1%ers with, that you'll weed. You see a little weed popping up in it, bang, grab it straight away. Keep it looking in that beautiful, pristine condition that you love looking at. That's the 1%ers. You know, the best time to weed a tree is when they're tiny, when they're babies. Don't wait till the pot's overrun with weeds and you have to spend half an hour doing something that could have been a 3-second job when the weed was tiny. And that's what I mean. I think that the way that you're going to be looking at your trees is going to have a massive impact on it. Another thing is, you know, whether you wire a tree or you remove the wire from it, more importantly, you know, you've got a tree that you're not so flash on, it's still got a long way to go, it's in a plastic pot, you don't, you know, it's in training. You know, it's a long way from being anything that you're proud of, that makes you smile, but it's on the path. Those ones, I can almost guarantee you'll walk past every morning, give it about a half a second look, very rarely check the wire on the thing until the point that you do actually look at it and go, you know what, now it's got some character to it, it's got some shape. I'm going to bring that in the workshop. I'm going to have a look at it. I'm going to start wiring and pruning and whatever. And you look at it and go, geez, that wire is really cut in. Must have slipped my mind, that one. That's moved past. That's the 1%ers. That's the stuff that if you were looking at that tree and you were proud of it and you'd given it the extra time, given it the 1%ers, that would be something you'd look at on a daily basis and go, oh, that wire is starting to cut. Now's a perfect time to cut it off. Do the job then when it's nice and easy. It hasn't damaged the trunk at all, or the branches, or the bonsai, the tree itself. But when you don't have that moment, that connection with the tree, that's when these 1%ers all start to fall off. You know, it might be fertilizing. You know, it might be the last tree to get a bag of fertilizer. You know, if you got, you know, 20 trees and you've made 10 bags of fertilizer, I can guarantee I know which 10 trees are going to be getting those bags of fertilizer. I know which 10 trees aren't going to be getting the fertilizer. So it's really important that I think almost every tree in your collection you've got that connection to, that feeling for, that desire to spend time with, that you will do the little things. And one of the big things coming out of the tail end of basic repotting season here for me is that it's how you perceive it when it's in a bonsai pot. That's a massive thing. So, you know, I think that it's something that can't be underrated. Okay, so this is like a friendly public service announcement relating to your bonsai, where we're coming into spring, and it's just a friendly reminder that now's the time to be pretty vigilant with what we do. So I'm in Melbourne, Australia, Southern Hemisphere. In a few days' time, one day's tomorrow is the start of spring for us. Now we pretty much have a flicking of the switch here, or I feel we do, where when we change season by the calendar, the weather almost changes immediately too. So we come out of a cold winter, which has been great for the trees, lots of dormancy, you know, there's probably been a little bit more rain than than what I would have liked. It's been a bit soggy and damp and miserable, but as I look outside the window right now, there's blue skies and there's sunshine. So, you know, with all that moisture around and we're starting to get some warmth, the daylight hours are starting to get longer through the day as well. I can see the lawn, you know, the weeds are starting to grow, the lawn's starting to have to be mowed far more frequently. Plants are starting to push new growth. All the plants that I've repotted after the late in the dormancy period are now starting to push, and buds are opening, and things are looking great. It's really nice to have that that change of season where I think every change of season is great, but spring's awesome. You know, it's where things come back to life, and you know, those moments where you look at a tree and think, oh, is it going to come back after winter? And then the buds pop and you go, yeah, whew, there it is. You know, every year I do the same thing, but I love it. But it's also a time to be really, really vigilant. From having looked at a few trees recently and removing some wire and stuff like that, the pests are starting to move in now. So whatever your maintenance program is with your bonsai in regard to your pests, whether it's a physical thing where you go and manually remove them, whether it's a chemical-based thing where you spray them, whatever it is that suits your purpose, then you've got to be vigilant with it. So, and that's a public service announcement. It's just a reminder to say, hey, now's a really good chance over the coming weekend to get out there and start having a look, because this is when they do some really serious damage to that young, volatile, delicate new foliage that's appearing on your trees, and especially, you know, have a look seriously at your junipers and your pines and that sort of stuff too, because especially around the tips of the new growth on your pines, start looking for any signs of, you know, of any kind of pest coming in that's relative to your area, because once they start taking a hold, it's always an uphill battle. I find for me, I try and be on the front foot with this stuff and look for a couple of clear days of weather where there's no rain and get out there on the front foot and do a bit of preventive spraying and make sure that my trees have the best chance to be as strong as they possibly can. I don't want them to come out of dormancy, have you know, made it through the really tough time of the year. Suddenly they start pushing out this new growth, getting ready to start making some new foliage, and all of a sudden that foliage is just destroyed. Or, you know, half of it's removed, or it's eaten, or it's damaged, or it's whatever. So just my advice is just to make sure that you're keeping an eye on the pests. The other thing too with this time of year is, having gone from a dormancy, cold, wet, damp period where watering has been probably the last thing on a lot of people's minds, to a root growing, foliage growth period where the trees will start transpiring, start sucking up that moisture that's in the it's in the soil. Now is a really good reminder to say to yourself every day, hey, I've got to keep an eye on my trees, I've got to keep watering. You know, my 2 o'clock alarm on my watch goes off every day and it's my reminder to say, hey, whatever you're doing, now's a time to stop and think about your trees, think about your bonsai and care for them. And one of the things at the moment that's first and foremost on my mind is watering. You know, go around and double check if you've got a moisture meter. Tap it into the pots and have a look, because you might be surprised where you're looking at a tree thinking there's not really much happening up the top, so it should be okay. It looks a little bit dry on the surface of the pot. With a moisture meter, you can tell that, you know, if those roots are really starting to push and start to grow before the foliage starts to come out, then you'll have an issue where those roots are going to be struggling for water. So it's one of those things that it's not based on how you feel, it's what the tree's doing, and it's just a really timely reminder to make sure that you're watering. The next thing is to watch that new growth, that spring growth that I bloody love. It's it's great. This is where we get to really stamp onto the tree what we want it to do. You know, we've talked previously, bang on about it all the time about, you know, the only way we can control where a tree allocates its resources is with our scissors or our branch cutters. Where we don't cut, the tree pushes resources because it's going to get longer. Where we cut, it won't allocate resources because it's a waste of effort. It wants to get longer. It wants to grow. It wants to push that foliage growth out. So making sure that where you've got the strong growth, say around typically around the apex of the tree, you're pruning around that area in the lower areas, which are the weaker areas typically on your bonsai. You're allowing them to push out growth a little bit more and make sure they get the resources that they need. You don't want the apex to get overly strong and the lower branches get weak and die. That's not what we do with bonsai. So just be vigilant with that elongation, that lengthening of the growth, because the other side of it is, as it gets longer, it gets thicker. So around the apex, if you let things start pushing out really, really long, you're going to get thick, coarse growth, which is not going to go with the apex and will need to be ultimately removed. So, you know, there are times with these new growth too where we get to use them as sacrifices. And the sacrifices can be for many things. They can be for increasing vigor and strength. They can be for thickening of the branch. They can be for thickening of the trunk of your bonsai. Lots of different reasons. It's probably something to talk about another time. But just be mindful that you've got to stick with the plan, stick with the program now when spring gets here. So go back through your head. When there's lots of foliage there and it just looks like a jungle, it's going to be so easy to get in there and hedge prune this thing so it looks like a nice bonsai. That is not what we want to do. What we want to do is we want to selectively prune so we keep taking the bonsai forward in progressive steps. Keep making it a better tree, improving the structure, improving the ramification. Whatever the plan is for that tree at that point in its life, use this spring growth, this initial burst of spring growth, to make sure that you're going to be achieving it. You don't want to have that disappointment next time that the tree drops its leaves, that you look at it and go, oh, that growth hasn't improved. That's right. I should have done this. I should have done that. Look at these thick, coarse branches. It's just ugly. All right, time to get the branch cutters, cut everything back again. All right, now I'm back to where I started 12 months ago. Make sure that you're using this to stick with the program. If you've got notes on the tree, if you've got little bits of tag on branches to leave, to not cut, just make sure that you're paying attention when you're working on it, because it's really important. This burst of spring growth really comes around once, and you want to make sure that you're harnessing it as well as you possibly can. It's been a really busy time for me lately, having transitioned to a full-time bonsai professional. That, to be honest with you, I'll let you on a secret, it's probably one of the best things I've ever done in my life. I can't tell you how happy I am and how much I enjoy it, and how good I'm sleeping at night, dealing with these little trees day in, day out. It's been awesome. It's been life-changing. It's been something that I know a lot of people listening to this will have thought about at some stage, because I know I did for a very long time, for years and years and years. And to actually be at that point now in my life, in my career, that I can dedicate everything I've got to it, it's really good. You know, lots of workshops, lots of courses running, lots of work on my trees, lots of work with customers in group environments and individually, lots of work on customers' collections. There's so much more planned too, with, you know, professional demonstrations and all that sort of stuff coming up, which is awesome. Now that the world's opening up and becoming a smaller place again, as it bloody well should, it's really nice. And I have this real spark, which I'm hoping you can hear too in my voice. I've got this real spark to sort of pass on as much as possible, to, you know, really ramp up things like YouTube, for instance. You know, I've done my first video in about 5 months, has gone up on my YouTube channel. And, you know, when I say I'm sleeping better, I woke up in the middle of the night last night thinking about a YouTube series that I'm going to do. And I woke up first thing this morning, grabbed my phone, started typing away in the notes, and wife says to me, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Oh, I've got these thoughts I've got to get out of my head." And she's like, what are you talking about? And I said, it's this YouTube thing I'm going to do. It's this, it's that, whatever. And she's like, "Oh, you're mad." But I do feel really, really good. But where I was, where I'm getting to with this is that it's, you know, it's something which is really common for a lot of people is that there's this massive fear of doing something and that it's just easier to do nothing, which I've seen a lot lately and I've paid attention to it. When it's like, oh, what do I do here? It's like, well, okay, what would you do? And they'd like, I'm not sure. It's like, no, what do you think? It's your tree, you look at it, how do you see it? How do you perceive it? You know, what don't you like about it? And they're like, I don't like this. It's like, cool. That's exactly what I don't like about it. Let's cut it off. It's like, phew. And I love the fact that I can be that person that, or that guide that sort of helps reinforce things. And I never want that to stop. But I don't want people in the bonsai realm to have that fear of doing something, because doing nothing is far worse than doing the wrong thing. I've got to quantify that in the vast majority of cases. You really want to make sure that, you know, if it's pruning something or removing something or wiring or shaping or something like that, you want to make sure that it's done with the intent of a future planning for your bonsai. Don't do it with the immediate here and now, because I think that's really short term, and often a lot of times that stuff, you know, is done to the detriment of the tree. You know, like for instance, let's say it's a branch that you're pruning, and you've got a silhouette in mind, and you prune it to the silhouette, and that looks good for now, but really, when it starts growing, it's outside the silhouette. Things get longer, shades out those inner buds that possibly, if you'd cut it back further, that those inner buds would have taken off and flourished, and you know, you'd be developing things a lot nicer. So next time when you come back to that tree, you're going to look at the long branch on it. You have to remove back, and hopefully there's something on the inner area of that branch to cut back to, but you know, good chances there isn't. If you've let it continue to grow, it may be dead branches on the inside. And depending on the species, you know, you may not get back budding. You may not. So it's really one of those things that the fear of doing nothing, that crippling fear with those scissors in your hand that stops you from doing something. Now coming into this spring period, it's really got to be out of your mind. What you've got to go back to is the basic plan that you've got for every single one of your bonsai, and make sure that it is achieved, or that you take a step in the right direction. You don't have to achieve it right now. Don't forget that. It's more about making sure that you're heading in the right direction. So every small, tiny little step that we take improves your bonsai. It's like a piece of Lego, a building block, a brick to a house. Every time you do something, you're adding a brick to that wall. You keep adding enough of those bricks, it becomes significant. When it's just one little brick, it might seem like nothing to you. You know, going out with your maples where you're trying to improve the ramification on your trees, pinching out that new growth, as it pops out, might seem tedious and pointless and futile when that growth is only, you know, 2, 3, 4 mil long. You've got a little pair of tweezers in your hand, you're out there pinching, going, oh my God, I've got to do this every day. I've got to do this, I've got to do that. But that's another brick in the wall, that when you see a really highly refined tree online, in person, whatever it is, when you get to experience that and you look at it, it's the one percenters that I talked about earlier. It's that extra time that you spend with the tree doing the small little things. It's those bricks in the wall. It's those building block fundamentals that you keep adding time and time and time again over years and years and years with a bonsai that makes them great. It's never a quick fix. It's never a 2-hour workshop. That is another brick or a couple of bricks in the wall to get you to that next point. But it's the little things. It's the weeding of your trees. It's making sure you're fertilizing when you should. It's providing, you know, water to the tree when it needs it, not when it suits you. It's making sure it's in a really good position. It's making sure that you do a check for pests. It's maybe preventative maintenance that you're doing with pest and disease and fungal issues. It's the making sure that when it's time for repotting, you've gone out prior to repotting, you've got all the medium, you're ready to go. So when the time's right, you don't suddenly go, oh, that's right, I've got to repot this weekend. Okay, now I'll get on the phone, I'll start hunting around with nurseries. Okay, do you have this? Do you have that? Oh, you don't. okay, you start getting frustrated. You end up buying crappier soil mix than what you normally would because that's all that's available. Because people that have been prepared for this stuff have gone out months and months before, bought it all, got it all ready. So when that time in the bonsai life comes around that you need to flick the switch and go, right, now is the time I'm going to do this, you're 100% ready to go. So I think that, you know, really the fear of doing nothing, the one percenters, that extra time that you spend with your bonsai and making sure that you're adding bricks to the wall are all crucial. You know, there are people like me around the world that will readily or should readily provide quick advice to you and help and sort of a bit of steering in the right direction and guidance that will say, yeah, do this, do that. Okay, yeah, no, it's on that path. That's right. Leave that to grow. That's right. Correct. We talked about that. We're going to do this part with this part of the tree. We're going to do that. No, don't wire it yet because you want to let those buds develop and then we're going to wire it at this time of year. And you, oh, that's right. That's right. You know, and make sure that you stick to the plan with it. The chopping and changing of plan and process can be really hard on your memory and also the bonsai, but just sticking with it and making sure that you're consistently on the right path will make a massive difference to you and your bonsai, and ultimately we're doing bonsai not to get awards, not to be recognized, not to have a lifetime recognition from people. It's for that smile that you get, that feeling, that time when you look at the trees and the hair stand up on your arm and you go, I did that. That was me. I took that from whatever it was to wherever it is now. Or it might be that you look at it and go, hey, it's still alive. Great achievement. I'm on the right path. I'm fresh to this caper. I want to make sure that my trees stay alive. All right, I'm starting to do the right thing. That's me. That thing's come out of the winter dormancy. It's pushing new growth. Looks great. Looks healthy. The foliage looks awesome. Righto, what's next? What do I have to do? All right, so I've got to start fertilizing. I've got to do this. I've got to check for pests and disease. I've got to start making sure that my watering's right. I've got to make sure that I'm on the path. What's my plan for this tree? Don't just watch it for another 12 months and go, hey, it grew like crazy. Now what do I do with it? Make sure that you're looking at it going, righto, so how do I harness this? What am I trying to achieve? Am I developing the trunk? Am I developing branches? Am I developing ramification? What am I doing? Am I running a sacrifice branch? Am I trying to thicken this part of the trunk? What about my lower branches? Do I want to thicken those? Do they need to be thickened? Or are they thick enough now? Should I be pruning that growth back to make sure that it doesn't get any thicker? Length means thickening. Length means coarse growth. Length ultimately means removal of something. So just we're coming into a really good time of year. And for those in other parts of the world, I'm sure you'll get there too. But it's just a really nice reminder to go out over the next weekend, have a look at your trees and say, what should I be doing? Where should I be with this thing? What are the one percenters? What are the little things? Don't focus on the major things. Don't focus on, you know, changing angle, bending trunks, you know, making shari lines up trunk lines. That can happen, definitely. But in the meantime, that daily stuff that we do, the one percenters, that's where it makes a massive difference. Absolutely massive difference.
Spend my youth dropping coins in a wishing well.
So my focus right now over the next short period of time with my bonsai is going to be, because I've obviously finished repotting, so everything's been stored in the workshop. It's now moved out to moving out to the benches and starting exposure to sun. The shade cloth that's been drawn for potential frosts around my area, starting to get removed back. So getting into a good 3 month period of really solid growth. So my focus is going to be on fertilizing my trees, which is actually the next subject for the podcast that I'll be discussing, because there's many facets to it. And I just wanted to delve a bit deeper into that. I'm going to be also working with my more refined trees and pinching growth, but even the ones in development that need certain areas of pinching. So there's going to be a lot of young foliage removal on trees. I'm going to be focusing on sacrifice branches as well. I've been through when repotting a few of my trees. For instance, there was about a dozen or so young black pines. They've been growing from seed for about 10 or 15 years. They've had the the sacrifice branch has been growing for about 5 years, removed back to a younger bud, so I can redivert strength back up to the main part of the tree, and then I'll start growing the sacrifice branch again. So that's something I'm going to be focusing on as well. And to be quite honest with you, I'm going to be thinking about my bonsai a lot and walking around with a cuppa and enjoying them. So if you ever wonder what I'm going to be doing, you can just imagine me with a smile from ear to ear, just walking around, spending time looking at my trees in the sunshine as spring gets here. I love it. Honestly, I can't tell you how much I am looking forward to that that time being spent on a daily basis with my trees. So that's it for this podcast, and I'll have another one up very, very soon again. And now I'm on deck full time. So make sure that you enjoy your time with your trees. It is really special. It doesn't matter where you are around the world, what trees you've got, whether they're 3 days old or 3,000 years old. It makes no difference to me. I think they're all fantastic, and enjoy your time with them. As I say all the time, make sure you give them a hug for me, and just focus on what you're trying to achieve with them, and set achievable goals. Don't look at a young seedling and think, in 400 years this will be great. Just think that, in the next month, if I can achieve this, if I can get these branches to grow and prune this part back and do this and do that, well, then I'm happy. It might be something simple like, if I can keep pests away from my new growth for the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be happy. All right, what do I have to do to achieve that goal? So that's really where your focus should be. It should be on achievable milestones for your bonsai, and just keep them going in the right direction. So, like I said, enjoy the time with them. Have a great cuppa, beer, wine, whatever it is that you choose, and spend time with them. Whatever gets you out in front of them is a really positive thing. So, thanks for stopping by. Thanks for listening in. Make sure that, you subscribe to catch all the new podcasts as they come out. Thanks for the lovely feedback too. I cannot tell you how many people message me and enjoy this podcast. So it's really positive, and I'm loving it. So keep it coming. And as always, if there's anything I can help with, and I mean that in hand on heart, if there's anything I can help with, please just shoot out. Send me a message via any of the social media platforms. You'll find me on Instagram, Facebook under Bonsai Matsu. And I promise I will get back to you in a timely fashion. So thank you, and until next time, happy bonsai.